So it's worthless, in my view. Because you're coming here, the building's still 54 feet away. Okay, let's play the game. You're coming here, if this is the new roadway, you come here, you have to slow down. Now you get vision of the pedestrian access. What's the difference? It's my point of view. Let's do Joel, and then we'll Commissioner Haley. Joel.
Well, the vision triangle, it's not a standalone thing. We realize, and the standard realizes, that most time the road pavement is not up to the edge of the right-of-way. I looked at Drexel Town Square. I looked at it, all of Drexel Town Square. Their vision triangles, every single one of them is maintained. On Rawson, on Drexel, and on Howell. Internally, on the internal streets, yes, the buildings encroach into the vision triangles. But on Drexel and on Rawson, all the vision triangles are maintained. In all those instances, the pavement of the road is approximately 20 feet away. In some instances, more, but most of the time, 20 feet away from the edge of the right-of-way. That is usually how it is. The road does not go to the edge of the right-of-way. The road is always some distance back. In Drexel Town Square, the minimum is 20. In some instances, it's further than 20 away from the property line. The closest I found was 40, or the furthest away was 40. So I did not find any separation of 54, but I did find one spot of 40. And I would say that's a similar development.
Okay. And again, I'm not a planner. I try to be a practical guy. As a practical guy, that makes perfect sense to me, not having a vision triangular. As a practical guy, I'm not a planner, not a traffic guy. Where is the current, well, Kevin's still thinking here, where is the current pavement? Right here?
South. It's close to where they're showing it right there.
Where? Right there. Right here?
Yep.
No, further down.
Right there?
Yeah, that black line right where you're. Yeah, and that's the current pavement.
And if you could extend the current, the bridge and all of that, the edge of the pavement for that would be here?
Right now, that line that you were showing is the edge of the two lanes that are there. Right there. Yeah, we're adding that additional lane for the turn lane. So
the question is this. DOT all of a sudden finds a whole bunch of money and gives it to the county, who then takes their 20% cut and then decides how much they have to widen the road. And maybe they got enough to widen it the full width of what exists east of the bridge. Where is that line?
There are three lanes east of the bridge, correct? Off the top of my head.
Well, there's two and kind of half-assed turn lane.
Right. What you're seeing here, this section of Rawson is a little bit different because when the DOT did a project 20 years ago, they bought 25 feet of additional right-of-way. That's why you see 54 feet there. To our west, alongside Hawthorne Subdivision, there's 25 feet less right-of-way on our side of the road. East of the bridge, near the car wash and the gas station, there's 25 feet less right-of-way on our side of the road. So, right, it juts out right there. And so that's why we get that additional effective green space, effective vision triangle area, is by virtue of that additional right-of-way.
But this is the right-of-way that exists west of there.
Yeah, and east of there as well.
Who's driving this? Can you pan? Move that way.
That's the edge of paper.
Keep going.
The right-of-way is down here.
This is the right-of-way right there. Yeah, that's the question I had. So here's the bridge. There's essentially three lanes here, kind of. So we're still going to be that far away.
Yes, sir.
If they widen the road.
They would have to widen it to about four through lanes in the westbound direction in order to encroach into that vision triangle area.
And so if they widen it that much, you still have room here to put a turn lane. Although it is coming up close, it's probably, what, 10 feet away? Guess?
Right. If we're at 54 feet and we added 24 feet more pavement.
My staff's going to kill me. Joel does not like this when I start doing this. Because
I'm trying to help you here.
Commissioner Moore.
And the other thing that I guess I would point out is the fact that, actually there's a couple of things. One is this is a signalized intersection. So, you know, generally the vision triangles, you're worried about people pulling out on a busy road and getting T-boned. In this situation, there's a signal there. So you're going to have to stop, and you can't go unless there's a green light that you can look at. The other thing that, I mean, yeah, there's a chance DOT could ever widen it, but probability is so small because of the large ditch that they have right there. It's really hard to conceptualize.
All right, Nick's crawling out of his skin. Mr. Fuchs.
Well, on this issue, I was just going to add that I think to your point, Mayor, the county is not objecting to the building location. I think if they had concerns about the future expansion demands on that road, they would be objecting to the building there and have that concern, but they do not.
Okay, let's go back to the 0-foot setbacks. Commissioner Haley, you have a motion.
Well, I think I got it here, but unfortunately there's language in here about visibility setbacks and buffer yards. I think all we really need to do is be specific that this is for building C1 only.
Yes, sir. Mr.
Just so the Plan Commission is clear in reading this and how this is written, it is calling out for it's subject to site plan approval. So come the site plan of the C1 building, you would be approving this. So this language, I think, is in fact doing what Commissioner Haley is suggesting, in that each building will have to come forward with its own site plan. The Plan Commission would have to specifically approve or deny the proposed setbacks. So that is how this is set up.
Commissioner Morrow.
But in addition to a building, they're looking at a parking lot. So, I mean, part of this is talking about the parking lot. I think one of our concerns is the zero setback on a parking lot with overhang, with a car would overhang into the right-of-way.
Yeah, we've
agreed to change that.
Oh, wasn't aware of that.
Okay, so
that would be considered under a site plan application per the language in the ordinance.
So, sorry, Joel, but what I'm hearing from Nick is that the language under Section 12 is okay because it's overridden by a site plan. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, meaning that the Plan Commission could look at all the same criteria that I do and come to a different opinion and approve it, yes.
We never do that. Mr. City Attorney.
I agree.
Agree with me?
Or Pastor Fuchs. It does not automatically guarantee a 0-foot setback. It's conditioned upon site plan approval, upon due consideration of applicable standards for site plans and traffic and pedestrian safety.
Okay, let's do this. Is there a motion to accept paragraph 12 as written by the applicant?
So moved.
I'll second.
Mr. Deedle.
Now, again, this is their ask. That also includes the vision triangle, the 40-foot setback from arterial highways, associated parking lot setbacks. They're lumping all that into this one, too. Are you guys as well?
All subject to the site plan.
Okay.
You're nodding up and down to that, right?
That I understand it, yes. That I agree with it, no.
Okay. Understanding right now is more important than your agreement, okay? you agree with that consensus because you already said it. So there's a motion. So the motion is to leave that as is, noting that it is subject to site plans approval. Commissioner Haley.
Just a comment that the applicants are here, and you're hearing that we're going to be very concerned about setbacks, encroachments. Let's not do it unless we're here.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We now move on.
Oh. Sorry, I just missed a second.
I did.
Mr. Deedle?
If you wanted to close out this item, I would also recommend that your motion include removing condition number 13 at the end of the ordinance. That would be where staff was proposing something different.
Well, you added some words there at the end of the ordinance, as opposed to 13 right here.
So no, 13 at the very end. So the conditions of approval, number 13, that would be on page 47. You would want to strike that entire condition. So this was what number 13 on page 47 was staff's proposal. Different than what the Plan Commission just approved.
That was an alternate 12?
Yep, yes. That's another way of saying it, that this was another alternate 12. So you
motion
would want to
delete section 13, page 47.
I'll make that motion.
I'll say it.
Discussion.
Take it out.
Yes.
Reuse it instead.
That's what they recommended as opposed to paragraph 12. Okay. All those in favor to delete section 13 on page 47, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so now we go to 13 on 9. Landscape surface area.
That one we're agreeing with.
Okay, what's the next one?
Next one is page 18. So page 18 is that table for the sports village that says the development standards, and with those would be the setbacks. The applicant was also asking that the setbacks automatically be changed for the sports village area to zero.
And that would run contrary to what we're talking about tonight, whereby...
I believe so, that your Plan Commission is comfortable granting that, but only on a case-by-case basis, not as a fell swoop. So in that instance, you would not agree with those changes, and then you'd want to keep the condition number 14 that's on page 48.
Okay, let's do it one at a time, though. So is there a motion to not change table 15-3.0442B.1 and leave the standards as published?
Oh, Mr. Olson, or Mayor Olson, can I ask a question?
Alderman Andrew.
Can I hear from the developer on this? Mr. Marcel? Do you wanna add any input before we vote?
I'm gonna say this case by case basis, leave it at this.
Okay. So and I'll make the motion.
So this would be 0 or 20?
It would be 20. And then we change it on the site plan.
Okay.
Next, Mayor, if these motions may just expedite things to do them as one motion. So the motion to not change table 15-3-0442B1 and to strike condition number 14.
On page.
Take care of it all.
Sure.
Page.
On page 48.
Although in this instance you would keep.
Or sorry.
Keep number 14.
Keep number 14.
Wait, Clint, you made the motion? Who made the motion?
No, I did.
So Alderman Andre, yours is to leave 15, the table on page 18 as published. And what are we doing on 48?
Are we?
Keeping condition number 14.
Keep condition 14. But not accept. Not accept the map. The table.
Tell You're us trying to help, Nick. It ain't working. Yeah,
the motion is to not change table 15-3.0442B1 and to keep condition number 14.
On page?
On page 48.
Is that your motion?
Yes.
Second.
Any other discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Beadle.
Next one, page
30. You're bound to win one of these.
Well, I did. I won that one.
Okay, all right.
page 33. Middle of page, D2. So this is in regards to landscaping around parking lots and buildings. So the thought was if you have zero-foot setbacks or, for all intents and purposes, real close to a zero-foot setback, there is no room for perimeter landscaping. So why require it? So they wanted to remove that. I would say we still want perimeter landscaping, so I'm saying keep that. But if you do grant zero-foot setbacks, wherever that zero-foot setback is, you wouldn't be able to fit any landscaping there. So, again, I would say you don't have to if you want to do it on a case-by-case basis, you can still do that in the site plan. But if the applicant would say, well, two of the four sides are zero-foot setback, we just don't want to do any landscaping at all, then you have to do a PDD amendment. Then we need to dive into that. But if you say that corner of the building is a zero-foot setback, we don't want any landscaping on that corner, you can do that through a site plan.
Okay, so what you're saying is we don't need this language.
No, it should stay, and it won't stop them from reducing the amount of landscape where the setbacks get really small. If they're okay with that. If they want to say, well, I know, but two of the sides of the building could fit some landscaping, but we don't want any there either, then we need to do something.
Yeah,
here.
We're not going to do that. So this is not appropriate language for an ordinance.
Yes. Oh, you're right. This is what they're asking for, so it should be removed. Yes. I got confused for a second there. So, yes, that language on page 33 should be removed if you still want to keep some landscaping on the perimeter, and you get to decide case by case on site plans.
Case by case. Great.
Case by case is fine.
And what is the corresponding on the back of the ordinance?
That would be condition number 15 on page 48.
Stays in. Yes. The language highlighted on page 33 goes out.
Yes.
Just to suggest before we get to a motion, do we maybe add a couple of words to D2 that say where physically possible? So they can't just say we don't want to put it there. If because of zero setbacks there is not physically enough space, then there's an exception.
I would say that's broad enough that you don't have to, because that's already it's already standard in a site plan review. If you had specific criteria that you wanted, that you had something specific in mind, then you should add some language here.
But we're going to take that out, and then it gets covered under on page 48. So, yeah, what you suggest is good but not necessary. So is there a motion to remove the language on page 33 and confirm condition 15 on page 48?
So moved.
Come on, that end of the table. Let's go.
Second.
Any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Deedle.
Next one is on page 34 and 35. They both pertain to architecture and the metal siding. So as you can see on 34, that would be 5A3. Talks about adding metal siding as a primary preferred material. And that same condition or issue would be on the bottom of page 35, C2. So the applicant wants metal siding to be a permitted material, primary building material. So there's a artist rendering of the building. The metal siding that we're talking about is the black stuff up on top.
All right. Mr. Marzo. Let's do 4 first because it's the easiest.
And there's examples on the table if you wish to look.
So what's the difference for you between the word discouraged and permitted? What's the functional difference?
Discouraged. Permitted. The idea being that we're trying to use this building to set the tone for the look and feel for the development.
I get it. Making a change to permitted is just a waste of time. It's discouraged, but you do it anyway, so who cares?
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, Joel?
Absolutely.
Discouraged allows you to keep your job for another month because you can be.
Well, I could say no and you could say yes and then we'd both be right.
That's correct.
But the process goes, you know, staff gets to recommend site plans, plan commission has the final say.
All right. I have an opinion about. So my thing is why change the wording? Okay, questions regarding item 3 on that? Brick, et cetera? I have my opinion, but I'm waiting for you guys.
All right, I'll you're going to say. So
I'll lead this off. Mr. Marzo, the square foot cost on the metal structure versus brick?
The estimate? 36 $6 a square foot, the brick's going to be in your 15 to 18?
Answers a question for me.
Me too. Cost more.
More value.
More value.
Ding, ding, ding.
I mean, Mr. or Mayor Olson.
Hold on, Andrew.
I think we have to remain as a commission and as a community. This is a new development, and it's going to be a catalytic move for the community. Is it going to be kind of an industrial type of a concept? Yes, but is every community around doing something like this? And I would say yes. You're going to see it in Mequon. You're going to see it in Menomonee Falls. You're going to see it at 84. You're going to see it in Drexel Town Square. I can go to Jacksonville, Florida. I can go to any new developing community, and you're going to see development like this. Now, I know you guys are saying, well, why should we be like the Joneses? Well, this is the new stuff. This is the new. This is what the young people want. Hey, some of us are older, and we're
saying?
Setting our ways. I'm talking about myself.
Good recovery. I mean,
but, hey, we're building it for the next generations to come. And this is what they perceive and they like. And these are hopefully what we're going to be attracting ourselves, but also younger and younger families.
Okay.
So I like the look.
Go, Greg, go right there. So what is this material?
That's the metal.
That's the metal, okay. So this is metal. Which is this?
That's the brick.
That's that, okay. So roughly 50% of the structure is brick. What is this?
That's that
No, that's a cement board panel.
Oh, okay.
That's the cement board panel.
Okay.
The window frames.
All right. And this is... You can just tell me.
It's an imitation. It's a metal that looks like wood.
Oh, okay. So truly there is a predominance of metal here, but it looks like wood.
Then the burnished black is what's on the bottom, just a couple of feet. More durable, salt handles it better. And then when we got the grade change coming up the roadway here, you see a little bit more of it. It's the same height of the building, but this is called a quarter. It's an exposed basement sort of thing, if you will, because the road gained 6 feet in elevation from Ross and up to there. So we make up for it that way.
Okay. Any questions? There's a motion to retain the language under 5A3 as presented by the applicant and delete the applicant's suggested changes for item 4.
Motion to approve. Is there a corresponding?
The one right below it. Just
yep.
Take the word permitted.
Corresponding out. Condition would be number 16, I believe, on page 48.
Corresponding condition.
And whatever the corresponding is. So, Joel, what's the motion?
So, like you said, the motion would be to retain the changes proposed by the applicant for 5A3 and to not accept the changes proposed by the applicant on 5A4. And then for 5C2 to retain, keep the changes proposed by the applicant.
5C2. Oh, okay. Yeah. Is there such a motion?
Yeah, so moved.
Hogan, seconded by Tandria.
And then and condition number 16 on page 48 would be yanked.
That's part of your motion, all, Commissioner Hogan?
Yes.
Yep. All those in favor of that signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We might get out of here by midnight.
Next one, and there's only three more. Next one, but then we got the site plan. Page 36, the middle, 5, that would be C5. These are colors. Now, this is talking about colors. Also, on page 41, G is also similarly about building colors. So what the the applicant is asking for is that remove non-reflective, subtle, neutral, and earth tone, as that's what the colors can only be, and they want instead the colors to be approved on a case-by-case basis.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, I'll throw my nickels worth in.
Are we going to be reviewing that on the site plan, on each specific
yes.
site plan then?
Yes. So, yeah, if you want to make changes to the colors, if you want to make changes to the amount of metal on the building, you can still do that with the upcoming site plan resolution.
My only issue on this one is striking non-reflective. There's a lot of window surface area and a lot of reflection here. Driving near Rawson Avenue, I want to minimize the amount of reflection into cars and stuff. I'm worried. It's a safety and